This is Susie Thorpe
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Last night, I felt like I was in a world of my own because I got a chance to talk with the legendary broadcaster Jane Garvey. I attended an evening called Climbing the Ladders and Avoiding the Snakes, and Jane Garvey was host for the evening, and I managed to have a little chat with her before the event started.
Ooh, who do I think would have embraced social media back in the day? I'll tell you how I think it would have been brilliant. Is actually one of my first radio heroes, a man who died probably getting on now for about 30 years ago, which really depresses me. A man called Ray Moore, who used to do the early breakfast show on Radio 2. And Ray Moore had this fabulous, he was a very heavy smoker, and he had this fabulous coffee, gravelly, raspy, and he was a Scouser. I'm a Scouser. He was a Scouser. And he was a fabulous broadcaster, and I think he would have done wonders. He and Twitter would have got on brilliantly.
So that's a male point of view. What about a woman's point of view? Do you think...
Women's... Well, I don't know. The terrible truth is, of course, when I was growing up, I didn't have that many female broadcasters. So Janice Long was my first female broadcasting heroine, because she did a programme on Radio Merseyside in the evenings on a Sunday called Street Life. And that was the first show that I listened to. That's like a youth programme that Janice did. She's not, I mean, Janice is about my age, but she must have been a starlet, a radio prodigy. She was doing that show. Yeah, she did the local gig guide and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And social media, she'd have been good with social media then.
Because I think it's absolutely fascinating if you go back. I always think that radio was the original social media, in the sense that you offered out your ideas, you made comments, and then you welcomed a reaction. Except you can edit the reactions, can't you, on radio, but on social media obviously can't. But I always think that social media originated as a radio concept.
No, I think that's probably quite true. Well, the idea of the radio phone-in, it doesn't really get much more social than that, does it?
No, absolutely. Yeah. You were accused, I say this lightly because I'm taking it out of context here.
Yeah.
You were accused when you interviewed the columnist Zoe Williams of being misogynist when you said, okay, I'll remind you because I love the way you look at it.
Really, I've forgotten.
You said, whether women really want to have the top jobs. Now, it's probably taken out of context because you were accused. That's why I'm talking about social media.
I mean, if I ask a question like that, it's funny because my mum sometimes says to me, my mum's in her 80s, she sometimes says, you do ask daft questions. And I say, well, what do you mean by daft questions? And she'll say, effectively, she's saying I ask questions I already know the answer to.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, but mum, I'm eliciting information on behalf of the listeners. Yeah, sometimes I know the answer, not every time. And in the spirit of a conversation with a noted feminist writer like Zoe Williams, my job is not to agree with her, but to have a debate with her, to have a conversation, to get a reaction from the audience.
Mm.
And if I were just to say to every feminist I interviewed, well, we're both feminists, aren't we? How fabulous is feminism? I don't actually think we'd be packing in the listeners.
Yeah.
We've got to do a bit more than that.
Middle class rant. Do you think Radio 4 is still a radio middle class
well,
rant?
That really cracked me up when I got criticised by... I mean, I've got a bit of a problem with columnists, but basically, because columnists in newspapers have to just fill their columns. So a lot of columns every single week are based on a willful misunderstanding of something else that somebody else has said. It's one of many reasons why I don't write a column, because I just can't be bothered with all that twaddle, and there's an awful lot of that about. Yes, when I went to Radio 4, I said Radio 4 was middle class. It still is middle class. It's always going to be middle class, I suspect. And as someone said at the time, I couldn't believe what she said. I nearly choked on my polenta. Yes, it's still middle class.
Now,
or class.
Now, equal pay was still a topic. First brought out in 1946. Now, I know this is close to your heart. I know you've said a few things quite rightly. Yeah, quite rightly. But do you ever get disheartened that it's still in 70 years we are still talking about equal pay? Does it not dishearten you when you...
It's disheartening enough to propel me to keep on talking about it, which is one of the reasons I'm happy to keep on talking about it. And when we got together as a group of BBC women, we knew that we'd be pilloried as a bunch of privileged, middle-class, already well-paid women. we knew we were going to get that. And actually, I've been really heartened because the criticism has been so predictable and it's come from very predictable quarters. And it really, they've not come up with anything original to bash us. They really haven't. So we're not remotely discouraged and we're keeping going on. And I've never denied it. I am well paid. I'm not equally paid. I'm extremely well paid. I come from Liverpool. My mum and dad were clerical workers. I'm under no illusions. I am well paid. But I'm not equally paid. And if they treat women like me like this, how are they treating the women who clean Broadcasting House?
Quite right.
That's the point I'm keen to make.
What's been one of your favourite guests of all time?
Oh, I don't want to drop names.
Oh, go on.
Oh, all right. Well, you see, it's really difficult because Womazad gets what we've got. I've interviewed everybody. I know this is really awful, but I have interviewed... Yeah, this week I've talked about the size of the clitoris. I'm also the only person who in the last 12 months has interviewed both Hillary Clinton and Bananarama. It just doesn't get any better. I've got one of the best jobs in the media.
And talking of the taboo words... There aren't any in women's hair, are there?
No.
And do you think it started from the beginning? Or do you think...
I gather that I've done a little bit of research on the history of the programme, and Women's Hour was the first programme to say the word homosexual. On Women's Hour in the 1950s, I think. And it came because a lady had written in, because she was, at the time, quite legitimately, because it was illegal, worried about her gay son. And it was something that the programme decided, and it was a big thing, and they had to seek permission to use the word. And so since then, obviously we've changed a lot, but I'm always being told it's an adult programme on an adult network, and you can say what you like. What's interesting is that we were talking about menstrual cups, as we often do on Monday this week, and two women came in to talk about them. Frankly, why not? But the first woman did say to me, "Is it all right if I say vagina?" And that, my heart slightly breaks then, because you think, you can say eyebrow, so why can't you say vagina? I know people say, well, I don't like the word vagina, because it means place to sheathe your sword or whatever. I get all that, but that's what we call it, and we should be able to say it.
Now, it's International Women's Day, as we both know, and everybody realises that. How are you going to be celebrating it tomorrow? Where are you going to be?
Well, personally, I work for the NHS, very privileged to work for the NHS as a non-exec member of a hospital trust board. So I'm at a meeting tomorrow morning in Birmingham. After that, I will come back to London, where it will be marked at Broadcasting House.
Lovely.
That's all I can say at this stage.
Well done. Jane, thank you very much indeed.
Great pleasure.
Having a lovely chat. Thank you.
Ah, that was lovely, talking to Jane Garvey, the legendary broadcaster for BBC Woman's Hour. Everything, we talked about everything, equal pay, taboo words, greatest guests, well, she named them all, and it was lovely to catch up with her, such a professional. And it was all for today, Women's Hour, International Women's Day today, and it's lovely to be able to bring out all the best for women and celebrate women all around the world. And lovely, to, as I said, to talk to Jane Garvey last night. She's at the NHS today, doing another job that she does very well. Right, let's have...